Have you ever known that the Lord was near, even though you didn't feel Him? Do you have to feel Him to know that He's near? No. Have you ever been at your home, and you walk out of a room and walk another room, and you say, well, I didn't know you was here. I didn't know you was here. It's just how God is. He can show up even when you don't know He's there. Ezekiel here in Ezekiel 1:3, it said that the Lord came and He spoke to Ezekiel. And then we come to Ezekiel 37, said He expressly told him to go. And now we come to 37 and He's talking about an exceedingly great army. Here at this church, we want to be more than just a body of believers that gather together on Sunday night and Wednesday. We want to be an exceedingly great army. You know what an army does? It fights. It fights for one another. It protects some things. So this morning I want to preach a little subject on an exceeding great army. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word this morning. Ezekiel 37 and verse number 1, the Bible says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And He said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again He said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring upon flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel said, so I prophesied. Whoo! I'd say we need some of that going on today. Can I get a witness? The Lord told us to do something. We just do what He says. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking of the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. And then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Father, I'm in over my head this morning. Lord, I need help. Lord, I need unction this morning from the Holy One. Father, I need it from you this morning. Lord, I ask you this morning to sit down amongst us. I'd ask you to allow the Holy Ghost to minister to us this morning. Father, I pray this morning for every word that I would say. Father, it'd be all about you and not one thing about me. Father, I am praying this morning that we here at this church be in an exceeding great army. Lord God, we ain't a social club. Father God, we're not a member of some kind of club, but we're the body of Jesus Christ. And Father God, this morning, as a body this morning, we're not all the hands, we're not all the feet, but we're all together this morning wanting to hear from you. And Father, I pray this morning that you speak to this congregation. Father, if you want to use me to speak through, use me. If not, set me down and you just speak to them. Father, I know you have that kind of power this morning. Father God, the word says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this morning we broke bread, we broke your word, and I'd ask you to do what only you can do, to minister to the hearts of these people. Father, I ask you to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let me put my eyes on you. And I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning, an exceedingly great army. Have you ever asked yourself about an exceedingly great army. I'm talking about an army that would fight. I'm talking about an army that would stand up and fight for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we come here, we see the holy flock of Jerusalem. And as he took Ezekiel out and he let him look over them dry and dead bones, he said, "Can these bones live?" And if you and I this morning, if we looked out on them, we'd have the same thought as Ezekiel had. Lord, only you know if they can live. You may have some people in your family that, hey, you've done rode off. Hey, you've done gave up on. And you said there ain't no way they can live and there's no way that they'll change unless God touches them. Well, I got good news this morning. Whoa, glory to God. Hey, ain't none of us changed until God got a hold of us. Amen? They ain't none of us got a new walk until God got a hold of us. So this morning as we get into the book, I want to look at when the Lord came to Ezekiel and he proclaimed that the flock was dead. He said it was dead and it was dry and wanted them to be a strong and great flock. Brothers and sisters, we must never get to the place where we as a flock are dead and dry. Hey, this morning when something is dead, it is of no use and it's of no essence. This morning when something gets dry that is supposed to be wet and is supposed to be saturated, it is of no use. This morning this church ought to be like a sponge. Hey, we should sponge up what God would have us to do. We ought to sponge up the Word of God and let it minister to our life. But this morning, I want to ask you this question, and I want to show you what the Word teaches us this morning. How to keep from being a dead and dry flock. This morning, if you're born again, I want to ask you a question. Is your spiritual life, is it dead? Is your spiritual life, is it dry? Have you got to the place, and whoa, glory, we got revival coming up, and I hope it starts this morning, amen? That's what my prayer's been all week, that it would start now, that it would start amongst us. You know, I'd ask you a question, is your spiritual life dead? Could you get to the place where if you go to church, it's okay, and if you don't go, it's okay. If you can come to church and then not come to church, this morning on the authority of God's Word, is that your spiritual life is in trouble. And you need to get to the place where you're no longer with that kind of attitude, but you get to the place where you say, Lord God, I don't want to be dead, but I want to be alive. I want to be alive like on the day of Pentecost. We want that mighty rushing wind to come inside these four walls and fill these people up. Fill me up this morning. But this morning I ask you a question. Maybe you're not dead, but are you dry? Man, you're just dry. You say, preacher, I'm not wet no more. I'm just dry. I need a touch from heaven. Well, this morning I want to show you three things in the Word of God that'll keep you and I from being dead, and it'll keep you and I from being dry, and it will produce an exceedingly great army here at this place. Hey, the greatest revival that's ever been. Hey, you can read about Billy Graham. He didn't preach the greatest revival. Whoa, glory to God. Hey, you can read all through the history. Hey, the greatest revival ever been is found in Ezekiel 37. When he carried him out and he looked over that flock of Israel and he said, they are full of dead and dry bones. They're dead and they're dry and they need a touch. Friends, I want you to know when Ezekiel done what God told him to do and the Spirit of God come upon them dry bones, they stood up and they became an exceedingly great army. And this morning, there's three reasons why that happened in their life. Number one, you'll find in Ezekiel 37 in verse number one, it's because the hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel. This morning, the hand of God needs to be on this place. Look what the Bible says. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Oh, Ezekiel would have never went if God wouldn't have been upon him. Friends, this morning when he said that the hand of the Lord was upon him, you know what the hand of God will do when it gets on a man or woman? You know what they'll do in your life? Look what he says. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and it carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord. Hey, when the hand of God gets upon you, it'll carry you places. You won't do what you used to do. You won't be where you used to be. Oh, Ezekiel said that the hand of God was upon him. If revival is going to break out in this place, and I know I've heard it and you had too. Hey, but I'm looking for a Holy Ghost revival. Amen. Oh, glory. I'm looking for something to happen in this place. I'm looking for God to show up in this place. I'm looking for the hand of the Lord to be on this place this coming up week and the next week. He said the hand of the Lord will come upon you. You know what happens when a hand comes on you? That gets pretty close, doesn't it? Have you ever been somewhere and you've been praying and somebody reaches up and puts a hand on you, and when you get done praying and you look around, hey, they ain't nobody there. Hey, you know who that hand was? That was the hand of God. That was the hand of God that reached in on you. Have you ever had your eyes closed and you got to praying and you felt like somebody was right there against you, and you opened your eyes and wasn't nobody there? You know what that is? That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of the Lord that'll come on you. He said that the hand of the Lord must be on us if we're going to be a great and mighty army. Oh, he says this morning that that hand of the Lord, it'll guide you in the right direction. Look what the Bible says. And the hand of the Lord was upon me, and it carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord. Hey, but it won't only guide you and carry you, but I see in verse number 1, it'll set you down. Friends, this morning it'll set you down in the valley which was full of bones. I thank God this morning that when he carried him out to that valley and he looked over that valley, he just didn't show him what he promised him. Hey, but he showed him the problem. Hey, this morning, if you want to get into the promised land, you got to let the blood of Jesus Christ take care of what the problem is in all of our lives. Can I get an amen? Hey, when he sits down on you, he'll take care of them problems in your life, and he'll take care of the problems that are in my life. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, when the hand of the Lord comes upon an individual, this morning, the question I'm asking to you, to be an exceedingly great army, have you had the hand of the Lord upon you lately? Man, I'm talking about the hand of God upon you. The hand of God right where you're at in your life. That hand being on you. And you know that the hand of God's on you. If it hadn't been on you, you'd have went the wrong way. If the hand of God wasn't on you, you'd have been carried with anything that come through. But you're sticking to the stuff because you know that the hand of God is upon you this morning. Oh, he told Ezekiel that the hand of the Lord was upon me, and it carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Look what he says here in verse number 2. And it caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And here goes the second thing this morning. If we're going to be a mighty army, number 1, we need the hand of the Lord. But in number 4, look what we need this morning. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. He said this morning, if we're going to be an exceedingly great army and we're going to be what God has called us to be, number 1, we need the hand of the Lord on us. Can I get an amen? Hey, but number 2, we need to hear from the Lord if we're going to be a mighty army. Not only do we need his hand, but we need to hear from him. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, so then, he said, if you want this, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Friends, this morning, did you know this morning, hey, that the word of God can come upon a lost man? Hey, it don't only come to the saved man, hey, but it'll come to the lost man. It'll come to the man that is dead in his sins. Every person that's ever been born again, hey, God come to them when they was dead. They was dead in their trespasses. In Ephesians chapter number 2, they were dead in their trespasses and sin. And what happened, preacher? The word of God came upon them. And when it comes upon you, it'll change your life. Ezekiel said here, the Lord told him, prophesy to them dead bones. What good is that? They ain't got no ears. They're dead. Friends, I want you to know this morning, the word of God's not dead. Hey, but it is alive. It is alive. It'll change a person's life. When you don't know what to give somebody and you want to help them, give them the word of God. When you don't know what to say, give them the word of God. When you don't know what to do, give them the word of God. Hey, when you don't know where you need to go, get in the word of God. Can I get an amen? Oh, but he said this morning, we need the hand of the Lord. But we need to hear the Lord. We need to hear the Lord. Look what he says here. And he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This morning, that dry bones, when it comes to an individual and it starts speaking, it'll speak to a dry man this morning. Hey, if you're dry this morning and you're dried up and you're ready to give up and get out, hey, I got good news. The word of God, it'll speak to you in a mighty way. There's been times in my life when I've been down and out and I didn't know where to go and I didn't know where to turn. And the last place I wanted to look was in the word of God. Hey, but can I say to you this morning, every time I looked into the word of God, I felt my help coming on. Hey, I felt my help coming on me, and I knew what I needed. Hey, this morning, if you need some help, get in the word of God. Hey, your help will come on this morning. When you get in the word of God, he says this morning, he'll speak to a dry man. Oh, but he'll speak to a dead man. Also, the word of God will. He said when he got here, these bones were not only dry, but they was dead. Friends, this morning, if you got loved ones this morning, you remember this and always do, they're not too far gone. I'm not the judge that says they're too far gone and you're not neither. There's still a God in heaven, amen? When you look at Ezekiel 37 and they was dead bones and they was dry and they was a bunch of them, I want you to know, we seen it was dry and we seen it was dead. Hey, but God said, I want you to know, these bones, they shall live again. They shall come alive again. This morning as we read the Word of God, we understand that the Word of the Lord, it'll speak to a dry man. The Word of the Lord, it'll speak to a dead man. Hey, the Word of the Lord, it'll speak to a desperate man. Oh, Ezekiel done got out there and done got desperate. He said, you go speak to them. You go speak to them and tell them. Folks, this morning, how crazy would you be if you went to Ott's funeral home and there's a dead man laying in a casket and you walked up to that dead. Am I by myself this morning? And you walked up to that dead man and you said, you're going to live again. You crazy preacher. Folks, I want you to know Billy Graham didn't get that when they say in the obituary that I'm dead, but I'll be more alive than ever. He didn't coin that. D.L. Moody said that. And D.L. Moody said this. He said, I want you to know when you see in the obituary that it tells you that I'm dead, you remember this, that D.L. Moody's more alive than he's ever been. Friends, this morning I want you to know if you're born again, you're not going to die. You're going to transfer from this life to the glory world. And this morning when he got there and he looked at them bones and he seen that they was dry, he seen that they was dead and they was desperate and they needed a touch. You know what he did? He said, prophesy to him, talk to him, speak to him, and bring life into him. You know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. You don't believe me, we'll cut somebody down in a minute. We will. You notice I said we will. We will. Okay. Come on, get with me right here. We will. We'll cut somebody, the life and death is in the tongue. You'll cut them down 1 minute and build them up the next. I want to share with you two things this morning when the Word of God will come on the individual this morning. And you'll know that when it was prophesied on you, that Word of God comes straight from God. I want to ask you, when was the last time somebody spoke something to you and you knew it wasn't them, but it was God? Can I get a witness this morning? I'm not going to call you out. Just can I get a witness? Man, you need to get there. If you've never had that, you need to get there. When you got in your prayer closet and you got to pray and nobody know what you was praying about, but somebody just come beside you and just spoke it right to you and you said, that was for me. I know that didn't come from him, but that come from God. I want to share two names in this congregation. They're sitting here today. They're going to get mad at me, but they'll get over it. Amen? The ones that said amen, I can use their names. Them others, I can't use them. I can't use y'all others. Y'all be ready to kill the preacher. Me and Brandy, we're fixing to have a baby, a little baby boy. Boy, I'm going to talk about that forever probably. Brother Harold, talk about it forever. Boy, I'm just tickled today. I'm going to have a baby boy. I'm going to be able to raise that thing up. It's been a long time since I've been able to whoop a kid. I ain't going to whoop a kid. Y'all going to get alive in here in a minute. You see, we ain't going to be dead. Ricky Wolf ain't coming down here from North Carolina to a dead church. Oh, we're not going to have that. We want God to sit down in this place. And he's put a determination on me, the deacon body, and everybody at this church that we're not going to be dead, but we're going to be alive because we want the hand of the Lord on us and we want to hear the word of the Lord. Oh, today's a day of salvation. I knew, only body knew that we was pregnant. I promise you, only body knew was me and her. She knew before I did. She said, I'm sick. I said, you got the COVID? No. She said, I'm sick. I was like, what'd you eat? I ain't ate nothing. I'm sick. Something's on the... See, when something's come alive on the inside, you know it. Well, I think I'm saved. You know. I think it's the Holy Spirit convicting me. You know. It's on the inside. It ain't out here. It's in here. I said, well, what are we going to do about it? Like I asked Mama, I said, Mama, what you think? She ain't nothing to think about. It's done now, son. I said, amen. So anyway, I'm going to give you two men. There's multiple men, so I don't want to leave. But two men I'm going to share, and they'll get over it. I promise they will. They're men of God. They'll get over it. Brother Tony Woodham called me. He said, can we talk? Can I get meet up? Can we talk? And I said, and we're talking about hearing from God. You said, I said, yeah, we can talk. Yeah, we're talking. We got to talking. And he said, the Lord told me in my prayer closet that your wife, now you understand, 17 years since we had a kid, since she had a kid. Said, the Lord told me, this is when it gets good. The Lord told me that Brandy's pregnant and that y'all are having a baby boy. He said, is she? I said, no. Preacher, why are you going to lie? We all do it. She told me not to mention a word to nobody. I couldn't spill the beans. But when I got my, listen to me now, don't get lost this morning. I'm talking about a great, exceeding, mighty army. There's an army being built around here. He's one part of the army. He's hanging his head down over because he don't want to be told. But I want you to know, I want to know who's on my side. I want to know who's in God's army. Amen? Hey, I don't know who's in God's army. I don't want a bunch of quitters. I want some men and women that's winners and saying we're going to stand with the Word of God because we want to hear from God. I got home. I told Brandy, I said, good gosh, you know what he told me? He said, well, I just told us we was pregnant. Well, he got it right. I said, but you ain't heard half of it yet. First thing he said, did you tell him? I said, I promise I ain't told him. We're talking, did I tell you? I didn't tell you. He knows I didn't. He brought that Lord to talk to him. And I said, but he told us we're having a boy. You see, it's one thing to say, you look like, come on, get with me right here on this. Get with me right here. Don't let me lose you. It's one thing to look at a woman and say, are you pregnant? And she says, well, Lord, no, I've just gained weight. Come on, don't lose me right here. God's talking to somebody right now. That's totally different than saying, and by the way, he said it was a boy. That's when prophecy comes. That's when a man tells you, hey, he's not ashamed of what's going on the inside, and he tells you what God told you to hear. What'd that do to you, preacher? You're talking about put a pep in my step. And then we was in here, and we was going to take a picture. We was going to take a little picture for the school ad. We got every kid and everybody we could, and there was one little boy in this place that just wouldn't behave and just didn't want to do it. Little Henry. Little Henry, he acted just like his daddy. I love you, brother. Hey, he knows me. So little Henry and his mama, Caitlin, was sitting right here. And I walked, nobody knows nothing's going on. I walk over and I say, Henry, you don't come to Brother BJ? Thinking he's going to say no. He goes, I grab little baby Henry. I put little Henry here. My shirt's all jacked up. We walk right here. And we turn around, my wife's down on this side, and we take a picture of that baby boy. Brother J.D. Markham, listen to me, don't get lost. A couple days later, Brother J.D. Markham takes that whole big picture and he shrinks it down somehow, and he puts us three in that picture, and he says, looks like God's trying to do something in y'all's life. We ain't told nobody. I showed Brandy, she said, did you tell J.D.? I said, I ain't talked to J.D. J.D., I hadn't talked to you, son. You see, I could have got mad. She could have got mad and said, you done told everybody. Don't you do that. And they're telling you the whole time, I've not told nobody. I've just been in my prayer closet begging God to show me that this what he's told us we got, that he's going to protect it, he's going to take care of it. He said, preacher, what are you talking about this morning? He said, well, two or three are gathered together in my name. I'd been praying. He'd been praying. Brother Tony had been praying. You don't think God's going to take care of that baby? I know Satan's listening, but I rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. Folks, this morning, I want you to know God's raising up an army right here, and I'm asking you this morning, are you going to be a part of God's army? Are you going to enlist and get where God would have you to be? Are you going to sign up? He said, what's the benefits? What kind of bonus do I get? Hey, it's out of this world. Amen. Hey, it's over in the glory world. Hey, it's over yonder in the glory world. Friends, I want you to know this afternoon, this morning, I'm asking you, are you willing to enlist in what God has called you to do? I'm asking you, are you going to be men and women of God, and you're going to let God put his hand on you? No matter what the world says, he can rear back and put his hand on you. Hey, and you'll hear from God, and you'll say, Lord God, whatever comes my way, I'm going to stand for you because I want to be a part of your army. He said this morning he's going to raise something up. The third thing's this, though, and I want to give it to you. He said not only his hand is on him. Oh, I feel when his hand's on him. I'm about to tell you whose hand's on me when they walk up. Brother Eric Cruth ain't here. He's vacating. But he's got a hand about that long. And Brother Eric Cruth, you know how I know it's him? Part of it be down here around my blade down here. Another be right here about my breast. I'll be praying. I just feel it. I'm like, good, that's Brother Eric. Can I say to you, when he told him over there in the book of Kings, he said it ain't going to rain. God said, boys, it ain't going to rain for 3 years. You ain't getting no rain. And you know what he told him? He told Ahab over there, he said, Elijah, come back. And he said, hey, there's a little cloud up in the sky. Said he looked up in the sky. And he said it looked like a man's hand. Looked like a little man's hand up in the sky. Can you imagine the size of a man's hand, but you can see it in the sky? What's when your vision's on God and it ain't on you? That's when you vision on being part of the army. You want the hand of God on you. You want to hear from God. But not only are we going to have his hand, not only are we going to hear. I'm going to give you the third thing that's very important, and I want you to make sure that you don't miss this. You're going to have to let God breathe on you. A lot of us wants his hand. A lot of us wants to hear the good stuff. But what we got going on in the world we live in, we don't want nobody breathing on us, even God. We don't even about put him out. Folks, this morning I want you to know, unless he breathes on this church, we'll never be what he's called us to be. This mighty flock, you know what? They was his people, but they were dead and they were dry. A church can get dead and a church can get dry. As the pastor of this church, I refuse to be dead and I refuse to be dry. We may get small in number. We may get small in attendance. We may do a lot of things, but one thing I refuse to do is get dead and dry. Amen? I've been in them, and I don't like them, because I'm not serving a dead God. I'm serving a living God. I'm not serving a God that's dried up. He said, I am the living water. So this morning, a church that's dead and dry, evidently the Creator is not being put where he needs to be in our life. The last part is he breathed on you. He said, preacher, what are you talking about breathing? Genesis 2:7, you know what he did? He breathed into Adam. And he became a living soul. He formed him. He had man. There's the body. Said he breathed in him. There's the spirit. That's the spirit that comes on you. When he breathes on you. When he breathes on you, the spirit comes. And it said he become a living soul. There's the three spark. There in Genesis 2:7, there's the body. And when he breathed on him, there's the spirit. Folks, this morning, we want the Spirit of God in this place. We want the Spirit of God. I want you to walk in here, and I want to walk in here and know that God's in the house. And he breathed on him, and he became a living soul. And there's that soul. And he said this. He said, I want you to know he became. This morning, if we're going to become that exceedingly great army, we're going to have God breathe on us. Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 2 said, and suddenly a mighty rushing wind. There's that breath that come in on the day of Pentecost. Not only did that breath come in Genesis in the beginning, but it come in on Pentecost. And it breathed. It breathed. Only way we're going to get where we need to be. We can't be breathing on one another. I'm talking about we can't be harping on one another and worried. And you can't do that. If I mess up, you can't harp on me. You can help me, but don't harp. Ain't a man in this room wants to be harped on. Can I get a witness? You take a man or woman in this room, you harp on them long enough, they'll quit. But if you'll help them, they'll keep going. This morning said when it came, it breathed on him in Acts 2:2. It said it breathed. I see here where it breathed. But in John 20:20, turn with me there. That's what I want to show you. Genesis 2:7, Acts 2:2. Oh, but my Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. John 20. 20:22. John 20:22. He said, preacher, does he breathe on all of us the breath of life? Does he breathe on all of us salvation? Yes, he does. When you call on his name, breathe on you. He'll breathe on you. John 20:22. And when he had said this, he breathed. You ever been so close to somebody and they breathe on your neck? You know what happens when they breathe on your neck? What? Chill bumps. Whew. Right now I'm sweating, man. I got sweat pouring off my brow. Down my back, I feel it running. But I got goosebumps on this coat. Why, preacher? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I just wonder how many people he's breathed on in this place. I'm talking about, I wonder how many, has he been so close to you? I'm talking about he's been so close that you felt his hand. He's been so close that you've heard his word. But he's been so close. He breathed right on you. He says he want to be that close. Oh, yeah, that's close as how close he wants to get. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive. Every time he goes to breathe on you, you're going to receive something. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Turn me back to Ezekiel, and we're going to close right here by the exceedingly great army. Here's what he said. He said in verse number 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded. Preacher, what do I need to do this morning? It's not clear. What do I need to do? You need to do what God's commanded you to do. You need to do what he's commanded you to do and quit running from it. If you're lost in here this morning and you walk out of these rooms and you don't ask Jesus to come in your life, you'll be lost next Sunday unless you ask Jesus in between services. He says this morning, and he said, so I prophesy as I was commanded, or Detroit terms, this is it. Stop telling God how big your problem is and tell your problem how big your God is. That's what we do over yonder, over there in Detroit. We ain't got much, got a little Dollar General, two places you can eat in a grocery store, about all we got. About all we got. But there's problems over there just like they are everywhere else. So, preacher, how are you going to defeat them problems? I'll never defeat it on my own. I got to quit telling God how big of problems I got and start telling that problem how big my God is, how he can defeat it. He says, and here's what Ezekiel said, he done seen the dead and dry bones, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied or I spoke to it, there was a noise. Dry bones rattling. And behold, a shaking. Man, I pray there come a day we hear a noise in this place. I pray these walls get to shaking. See, that's Old Testament. I'm getting older. I want to see stuff. Behold, a shaking and the bones came together. That's the church. We come together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews, that'd be the tendons and the muscles that came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Here it is. There's no breath in them. You know what will take breath out of you? Life. Life will take breath out of you. One time, this was a great army, and it went down. Life got rough. Life got tough. Took breath, slap out of it. Let somebody die close in your family. You know what it'll take out of you? Breath. Let doctor's report come in. Something bad's going wrong. You know what it'll take it out of you? Take a breath, slap out. You ever been to a place with breath out of you? Have you ever been there? Oh, that's a panic attack, preacher. Oh, no. That's Satan trying to take life, slap out of you. Maybe you're there this morning. You never knew what it really was. The doctor diagnosed you with all kind of stuff. And it's just life. Trying to suck the breath, slap out of you. He said there they was. They had the skin. They had the muscle. They had everything. But they didn't have the breath on them. This morning we can be a church. And we look. Y'all all look wonderful, by the way. Y'all look good. Dressed up real well. But without the breath on us, we just look good. But what he says here, and they said, and then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Ezekiel said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. This morning I'm doing what I was commanded to do, and that was to tell you that God's wanting to raise up an army. And the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet. I ask you to stand this morning. I ask you to stand. And they stood upon their feet. And they became an exceeding great army. This morning, if you're lost, don't miss this. If you're lost, you're not part of the army. You're not. You're on the other side. This morning, if you're saved, you're part of the army. Start acting like it. This morning, if you're saved, you're part of the army. Start living like it. This morning, if you're saved, you're part of the army. And we got an allegiance to take care of. That's the word of God. That's the hand of God on us. And that's the breath of God. He said, preacher, can that hand be took away from this place? You betcha. You bet you. Kenny's word, you bet you. One preacher away from somebody preaching not the truth. Happens every day. And the breath that we fill in this place, one service away from saying, Lord, we don't need you. We can do it on our own, and he'll pull back and let us have all that we want. But this morning you stood to your feet, and my question is this. Are you part of this great, exceeding army? If not, the altar's here. If you are, it's here. We got a revival coming up, and I want you to know that the gates of hell is going to try to storm it. Who's going to fight it off, preacher? You and I, through the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning, I ask you a question. Are you part of the army? Ladies, as you come, our Father and our God, we've already stood to our feet this morning. Lord God, we've not come to see no other face but the face of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord God, this morning, I feel the Holy Ghost all over this place. Lord, I feel it ministering to our lives already this morning. Lord God, I feel the hand of you upon us this morning. Lord, there's all over this place. There's some hands right now that's folded. There's some hands right now that's holding on to the pew. There's some hands right now that are sweaty. There's some hands right now that are wringing. There are hands all over this place, Father. But I pray this morning that we take our hands away and let you put your hand upon the situation. Lord God, this morning the word has been spoken. It's been spoken straightforward, Father. Lord, I pray we take that word this morning and we allow it to affect our life in a mighty way. And Lord, I pray this morning we walk out of this place, we can say that the Holy Ghost was breathing on us this morning. Whoever needs life this morning, whoever's dry or dead as a Christian, Father, I pray they get to this altar and they get back to being alive and full of the Spirit this morning, that we, for you, can be an exceedingly great army. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it in Jesus' holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. I ask you to